could be further explosions at this point.
President Trump getting a scheduled physical at Walter Reed Medical Center today. His last physical was in April. He told reporters he feels fine and is in good health. Israeli forces are redeployed to agreed lines in Gaza, part of phase one of the ceasefire and peace plan. All remaining hostages could be released as early as next week, along with a Palestinian prisoner exchange. Humanitarian aid also set to flow into Gaza. This is ABC News. A Texas city rocked by the mass shooting in 2022 at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde takes a step toward recovery. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Legacy Elementary will feature several memorials to the 19 students and two teachers murdered 3.5 years ago. Robb Elementary no longer exists as a school, but the building still stands and will until all the civil lawsuits are done. At that point, it's to be torn down.
An oak tree has been planted at the school to represent the two teachers and 19 children who died. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, the team chaplain for the Loyola University Chicago basketball team, has died. She became a national celebrity during the school's 2018 underdog March Madness run. Jean Dolores Schmidt was 106. Flood warnings in effect around the Southwest as Tropical Storm Priscilla is expected to bring more than 3 inches of rain over the next few days. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A new park in Ishwaubenon honors a lifelong Brown County resident and his decades of community service. Local officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week to celebrate the grand opening of the Jerome Van Sistine Park, just off Oneida Street near Sammy's Pizza. After 25 years as a construction foreman, Van Sistine's family members say it was his involvement in a local zoning issue that kick-started a long political career. Van Sistine served as Ishwaubenon Town Supervisor, then Brown County Supervisor, before representing the 30th District in the State Senate for 16 years, then returning to Ishwaubenon as a trustee. Jerry Van Sistine died in 2015 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. He was 88 years old. Well, around here, we all know why Northeast Wisconsin's pretty cool. But now we're getting props from the rest of the state, too. 4 of 8 finalists in the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest are companies from right here in our area. They are, in no particular order, Carbliss, zero-carb, no-sugar canned cocktail produced in Plymouth, Sargento, natural American sliced cheese produced in Plymouth as well, Cruisers Yachts 38 VTR line of powerboats produced in Oconto, and 1,000 Island Airboats, Search and Rescue 1,000 Island Airboat produced in Marion. Put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, officials say the annual contest is a fun way to shine a spotlight on our state's $73 billion manufacturing industry. The contest started last month with nearly 150 nominees that were then whittled down to the top 8, half of those being right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The winner will be announced October 23rd. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Cubs and the crew at 2-2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It happened again. First inning, the Brewers' Freddy Peralta on the mound. Bottom of the first, two men on, the Cubs' Ian Happ at the plate on TBS.
Happ with a try. Right field, way back there, gone! Ian Happ takes Freddy Peralta deep for the second time in the series, and the Cubs lead 3-0.
The Cubs went on to win last night 6-0 to force a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
Going into a winner-take-all Game 5, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. Hopefully, the tables will turn when we get into Game 5 at our place.
NBA, the Bucks with another preseason win, 117-111 over the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy showers out there. Indian skies pretty mostly sunny for this afternoon. A northwest wind develops and look for some gusts up over 25. Highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, mid-40s. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, lower 60s. Right now, it's 58.
WGBW. season turn, and they are tied to every purpose.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. We're going to talk about Halloween candy coming up. Did you purchase already? Do you have that kind of willpower? That's on the way.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows. All things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby paradise. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Yeah. autumn in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Two girls for it.
Money down.
news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. A cute event for the kids tonight, the Glow in the Park. Get that on the community calendar at WGBW.fm. Let's talk about Halloween candy, though. If you are handing out, if you're planning to hand out on your street at your house, did you buy the Halloween candy just yet? Do you have that kind of willpower? Because I know what would happen if I had a bag of the stuff that I like sitting. I'd have to hide it from myself so I don't walk past it every day, or I might have to, you know, do a little sampling. But that's the thing. I also buy the kind that I like in case I have leftovers, which is also the mistake. I should buy stuff that I don't like, and then you would never be tempted to eat it. Like, I don't know, candy corn and taffy stuff. Ugh. But I get the peanut butter cups and I'm like, well, you know, I mean, not going to miss one or 10 by the time Halloween gets here.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton, improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Can you come out tonight?
It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Pete Schwab and Nightlight kicking off at 6 o'clock again tonight. Be here on 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A new park in Ishwaubenon honors a lifelong Brown County resident and his decades of community service. Local officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week to celebrate the grand opening of the Jerome Van Sistine Park, just off Oneida Street near Sammy's Pizza. After 25 years as a construction foreman, Van Sistine's family members say it was his involvement in a local zoning issue that kick-started a long political career. Van Sistine served as Ishwaubenon Town Supervisor, then Brown County Supervisor, before representing the 30th District in the State Senate for 16 years, then returning to Ishwaubenon as a trustee. Jerry Van Sistine died in 2015 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. He was 88 years old. Well, around here, we all know why Northeast Wisconsin's pretty cool. But now we're getting props from the rest of the state, too. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest are companies from right here in our area. They are, in no particular order, Carbliss, zero-carb, no-sugar canned cocktail produced in Plymouth, Sargento, natural American sliced cheese produced in Plymouth as well, Cruiser's Yachts 38 VTR line of powerboats produced in Oconto, and 1,000 Island Airboats, Search and Rescue 1,000 Island Airboat produced in Marion. Put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, officials say the annual contest is a fun way to shine a spotlight on our state's $73 billion manufacturing industry. The contest started last month with nearly 150 nominees that were then whittled down to the top eight, half of those being right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The winner will be announced October 23rd. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy showers out there. Indian skies turning mostly sunny for this afternoon. A northwest wind develops and look for some gusts up over 25. Highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, mid-40s. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, 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 Lola. Physical guy, why'd you squeeze me tight?
97.9 WGBW and streaming at WGBW.FM.
Why do I need you so? But I love you still. I need you.
I need you.
More than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up.
Build me up, buttercup.
Don't break my heart.
And you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, yeah, all you got to do is call. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? When people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know?
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. You've got a friend. It's James Taylor. From back in 1971, and James has made a lot of friends in country music, in fact. And fast forward now to this year, 2025, James Taylor going to make his Grand Ole Opry debut next month. He's done duets with Chris Stapleton and Vince Gill and Alison Krauss, and he's going to be in Nashville to celebrate 100 years of the Grand Ole Opry. So he's going to take the stage Tuesday, November 11th.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
It's time to race your pets for charity. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. Here to tell you about the first annual Paws for a Cause Canicross and Trail Run Walk for Charity on Saturday, October 11th in Denmark, Wisconsin. Canicross is like dog sledding, but without the sled. You are connected to your furry companion as you're running the trails. But solo runners and walkers can join the trails too to help raise fund for this year's charity of choice, the Crisis Cafe, which benefits all of Brown County. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
97.9 FM. Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. If someone in your family loves Pokemon, Gnome Games in Green Bay on the east side has a Pokemon charity event happening on Sunday. Get details on our community calendar at WGBW.fm.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you.
WGBW can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us. Show!
happening this weekend with the Packers. Mike Clemens has it all coming up in your next news update in minutes.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Tennessee hearing arguments today to decide if human trafficking charges filed against detained immigrant Kilmar Abrego-Garcia are warranted. Another case in Maryland today focusing on ICE efforts to deport him. ABC's Matt Rivers has more.
What the judge is deciding here is, well, if the government can't come up with some sort of plan to deport Abrego-Garcia in a timely manner to a third country, well, she says you can't just keep a detainee like this in custody forever without an actual plan to deport him.
Phase one of the ceasefire in effect in Gaza, with all remaining hostages now set to be released as early as Monday. Humanitarian aid also starting to flow in Gaza. New York Attorney General Letitia James facing federal charges of alleged mortgage fraud. James, who brought the civil fraud case against President Trump, denies the charges and will appear in Virginia court in 2 weeks. Authorities in Tennessee say several are dead following a blast at an explosives manufacturing plant today. This is ABC News. After teasing a big announcement earlier this week that hinted it could be about his next career move, LeBron James ending up plugging a new product deal. Now one Lakers fan is striking back.
When it was revealed that LeBron